For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. A new analysis by the Montreal Economic Institute reveals that between 2018 and 2019, patients across Quebec experienced longer wait times in emergency rooms. Although fewer patients were treated in the 2018-2019 fiscal year compared to the previous year, the report indicates that patients on stretchers waited on average 14 minutes or longer. The analysis shows the effects of healthcare spending cuts and ministerial directives by the former Liberal government. According to CTV News, patients' rights advocate Paul Brunet says adding privately owned hospitals would only help if all Quebecers had access to them. He also says Quebec needs to do more to provide people with easier access to a physician. Canadian sound engineer and composer Julien Gauthier has died after being attacked by a grizzly bear in a remote area of the Northwest Territories last week. Eyewitness reports reveal that the 44-year-old man was awoken by the bear in the middle of the night and dragged away from his tent into the darkness. The man's body was found by RCMP officers the next day. The deceased composer was traveling across the Mackenzie River in the remote Tulida area of the Northwest Territories in order to record sounds of nature for a musical project he was working on. Kathy Ménard, the territory's chief coroner, confirmed to CBC News that the man's body was in Edmonton awaiting an autopsy. An official cause of death is expected to be released soon. In international news, concerns mount as wildfires in the Amazon rainforest hit a record number this year, with almost 73,000 fires detected so far by Brazil's Space Research Center, INPE. The surge marks an 83% increase over the same period of 2018 and is the highest since records began in 2013, according to Sky News. Many are criticizing Brazilian President Bolsonaro's environmental policy. Bolsonaro vowed to develop the Amazon region for farming and mining, ignoring international concern over increased deforestation. Recently, he fired the director of INPE for, quote, making up statistics that show an increase in deforestation in Brazil. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
That's it. We're running out of time, so we might as well play time.
Might as well!
We'll be right back.
set an open course for the virgin sea. 'Cause I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore. And I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. Reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to carry on. Thanks.
Hi, this is the Audio Pen Pals coming to you from 6090 AM. And we have three Audio Pen Pals right now. And one of them, two of them actually, are away today. And one is Julie Perry. And one is Grills. And here are the other three Audio Pen Pals, and they're going to tell you their names.
I am DJ Jerry.
DJ Big Peter.
I'm DJ Tam. It's good to be back, everyone. I just wanted to say, since we're getting the show underway, that the Audio Pen Pals is once again brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. We are looking for new members. If you ever wanted to get involved in our community here, please reach out to us at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com, or you can even you can call or text us at 514-848-7471. That is 514-848-7471. Good to be back.
Our Gmail, you forgot?
I did say the Gmail. It's audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com.
Okay. You said it once, that's why. Okay, so on today's show, we got a bunch of things, and I wasn't here last week. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about camp.
Yeah, I also might talk a bit about my camping experiences over the summer as well. I spent a lot of time in a tent, and I'm interested to relay all the stories. But that will be later on the show. Right now, we're going to go play some ads.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have Jess on.
Yes.
To talk about CJLO's funding drive.
We're also going to talk about a little girl. A little girl who has cancer and has to be fed by a tube and has seizures, and also she can't walk properly like some people. So we're going to talk about her later in the show after we have Jess on. And yeah.
But yeah, for now we're going to just go to some ads and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to take the next step in your education? Well, learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, October 3rd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 6090 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Hi, this is Claudia Rocks, and we're going to talk to you about my camping experience.
Yeah, we both spent a lot of time in the woods this summer, is that not?
That's true.
Yeah, so you were out there for 5 days straight, right?
Yep. But so my camping experience between yours, was that I got to hike, and I got to make a mess. I don't think you made a mess.
Well, I don't know. They made us clean up pretty well after ourselves when we went out into the that part of the bush.
But I don't think. See, you probably didn't have a toilet out there.
So the toilet situation was a little bit rough. What they would do is they would
to use a tree, didn't you?
No. Well, it depends. So if you needed to go to the washroom at camp, what you would do is they'd have these like outhouses set up basically, which are like little tarps above a toilet.
Commode.
Sort of, yeah. But the toilet wouldn't be like a flushing toilet. It would just be like a toilet seat above like a pit that your stuff just fell down into. And then like once you're done at the camp, what you would do is just cover
fill
up
it.
The
fill it with dirt.
Yeah, fill it with dirt.
Okay,
and then,
so then it's not a commode.
Yeah, no, it's literally like pooping in a hole in the ground.
That's what they used to do. Yeah, I remember at the Cap Saint Jacques Beach in the West Island, they used to have outhouses, and it was basically like a toilet seat. Like it was a wood bench, the toilet seat, and a hole. And when you would go, it would just go in a hole, and then you would fill it.
Yep. That's pretty much, so that's in camp, that's what we use. But sometimes, so you don't always. I went tree planting this summer for anybody who isn't caught up on my life. But those aren't always an option when you're not in camp because you drive out of camp.
Showering.
Yeah.
Showering was the greatest.
The thing is, the hygiene standards of a tree planting camp are pretty low. So not everybody showers a lot. Because everybody, you're in your job, like, if you shower in the morning before you go there, you're going to just end up like twice as dirty as you were in the morning. So it's sort of like kind of pointless to like
shower.
Do
what you do
showers
is,
and
what you do is just wash yourself before you go to bed and that's it.
Yeah. What's it called? A lot of the times I would buy like baby wipes specifically to like wipe myself off and not have to do like a huge shower thing because, you only have like 3 or 4 hours off every night. And when you only have 3 or 4 hours off every night, you don't want to really spend that showering or like you want to be eating your food. You want to be like maybe talking to some people who you might not have talked to all day. You want to be like getting ready for bed early. So,
how many hours of sleep did you get?
We would have to wake up. So, in the mornings, the trucks would always leave at 7 a.m. So generally that means that you're waking up sometimes between 6 and 6:40. I was always in the 6:40 crowd because I'm terrible, terrible, terrible getting out of bed. But yeah. Did you have wake-up calls at your time?
Oh,
your
my
camp?
God. We were supposed to be up at 8:30.
8:30. Okay.
8:30 was breakfast. If you weren't out of bed... You
so that means you'd have to be up at 7:30.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then lunch was at 12:30, and then dinner was at 5:30.
Okay. So, yeah. And your toilets were, you had like toilets,
oh,
right?
We
yeah.
had regular toilets.
She didn't do camping. What she did is glamping. They slept in a cabin and a nice warm bed and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. And we had bunk beds.
Yeah. And oh, okay. Bunk beds are cool. I really like bunk beds.
But the mattress you wouldn't have liked. The mattress were like, I mean, not soft.
I guarantee you it was better than the mattress I was sleeping on all summer. It was like I had one of those like, you know.
Blow-up mattresses?
Yeah. No, it wasn't even a blow-up mattress. It was like, you know, those like inflatable
yoga
pads. Yeah. It was like a cross between a yoga mat that had a little bit of like. Like air pockets in it so you could like blow it up a bit. So it was barely a mattress and it was incredibly hard on your back to sleep on.
Oh, but these were hard too. I couldn't sleep. Like I never slept pretty well. I was always up at 6 a.m.
Oh. Yeah.
But 6 a.m. because the mattress that they had us sleeping on were crap. And the mattress and plus the pillows they gave us, because I forgot mine, they were not good at all. And
yeah, the one thing about those camps is the mattresses are they're donated.
Okay.
So they're mattresses that they like you have in the hospital. They're so, waterproof mattresses.
So you have to take either two mattresses or not sleep on it, or sleep on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. I remember I used to work at a summer camp, and the mattresses there were pretty rough, too. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you're coming home with lots of sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're coming home with lots of sand.
Yeah. When I was out working, we were planting in a bunch. So I was planting around a place called Williams Lake, which in 2017, there's a huge forest fire there. And like pretty much like the entirety of it burnt down, or the entirety of the forest around it burnt down. So we're like planting trees in that. And because there was so much like ash everywhere, because just everything was burnt, people would just like get so dirty from the ash getting kicked up into their face and stuff like that. Like they would be... It looks like they hadn't showered in months after one day because
my cousin works with the Forestry Services of British Columbia, and he actually goes into forest fires and checks to make sure there's nobody in there.
Actually, there's like a big crossover between like people who are out tree planting and like fire rangers and stuff like that, because a lot of them try to pick up that sort of work in August when the fires are the worst. So just when the tree planting season is winding down, people will go over to try to get involved in the forest fire fighting effort.
So that week at camp, the lake was close to us, but we had a mountain that we had to climb every night for the 5 days. What? And we had cabins 1 and 2, because at that cabin you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to mix boys with girls.
Okay, so it's like separated that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put the boys in one cabin and the girls in another.
Unless you have the big house. Unless you get the big house, then you're not together. So we were separated. All 7 girls in one place was a nightmare.
So it was in a, they weren't like really, really big cabins though. So
no,
they were like
no.
Kind of tiny.
It's like a small little house.
They were at Camp Concora.
Okay.
So that place has maybe 4 cabins.
Okay. So it's not
and
a huge camp.
It's like, I think it's like 2 cabins in one building. And then they have one cabin that's like a huge house with maybe 50 beds in it or 100 beds in it.
It was one house that was, and they, there's a special name for that one.
The office or something like that, or like,
it's a special name.
The what are they called? Lodge or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so, we had, good food. The water over there. Over there, you have good, clean water.
That's good.
You can drink all the water you want there, and you won't get sick.
Like, even out of the, like, lakes and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know out of lakes, but I know out of the tap that we had, you can drink the water.
That's good.
Because there it's well water.
Okay, that makes sense. We had to, what's it called, import water, so we'd have these giant jugs of water in our camps where it'd just be like, this is the only water you can drink within, like, miles of here, so don't drink anything out anywhere else.
Yep.
We also got to paint the counselors.
Okay.
And we got snacks that they made for us when we got, we watched movies, we did painting, we did all these sorts of things, and it was really fun.
That sounds nice.
And I got to see my nephew when I got back.
Okay, so like, yeah, good all around time at camp.
Yep.
What did you miss the most about not being in camp? Did you think about like wanting to have anything that you didn't have access to?
No.
Because when I was out there, I thought about all the things I was missing out on all the time.
Not really, because you see, when I was at camp, I knew that I'd be back and I'd get my stuff back and all that. And so I didn't have my phone for 5 days, which I should have brought because the light over there is not the greatest. You can't see Jack. And
no street lights or anything, right?
No.
That makes sense.
It's so dark. It's like you're living in pitch black.
Yeah, was the light, were the stars bright at least?
You saw stars, but the stars, you couldn't even get a good picture of it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to capture that sometimes.
I couldn't even get a good picture of it with my camera I had, because I didn't have my phone.
I see.
So, all I had was an instant camera.
Anyway, stars are pretty hard to capture on film unless you have, like, very specific lenses, right?
Because yeah. You need a telephoto lens.
Yeah, they're probably so far, they're so far away that they'll never show up, like, as bright as you want them to be unless you have something special.
Anyways.
Like, my camera captures those kinds of pictures, but...
Anyways.
Not a disposable.
So when I got back, I got to talking to Peter. And then we got to talking about things. And we got to talking about things. And then from there, we just started talking.
That's good. So it's good to be back. I think we're going to play a song right now. Is that sound okay with everybody? Okay. Well, here's a classic from a song I listened to quite a bit while I was out there.
Billy Talent.
Yeah, Billy Talent. This is how it goes.
Oh, I think.
We'll be right back. Wanna move to Whiskey Town, wanna move to Whiskey Town. Wanna be a lifty and I wanna ride powder. Wanna wear a toque all year long, even in summer. And I wanna date a girl from Australia. Tell me, is it like the movies, Ski Patrol or Hot Dog Day? Is it like ski school? Is that what they say? And if the rich douchebags show up, we'll just tell them to get fucked and say, buddy, you can go back to Calgary. I got 8 roommates and I sleep in a closet. Gets any more expensive, I'll have to move to Squamish. I'm living off Cokeney and pizza slices. To be honest, it's not an ideal diet. Tell me, is it like the movie Ski Patrol or Hot Dog Day? Is it like ski school? Is that what they say? And if the rich douchebags show up, we'll just tell them to get fucked and say, buddy, you can go back to Calgary. I'm sober up in 50 years, still here, and I'm driving a 92 Toyota Camry. But the car runs fine, and the mountains are sublime, and why would I ever leave Fernie? Tell me, is it like the movie Ski Patrol or Hot Dog Day? Is it like ski school? Is that what they say? And if the rich douchebags show up, we'll just tell them to get fucked and say, buddy, you can go back to Calgary. And say, buddy, you can go back to Calgary.
Covered up my soul. When I am not this hunchback that you see, I sleep beneath a golden hill. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn to serve me well. Of love that you offer me, they're the crumbs I've left behind. Your pain is no credential here, it's just the shadow of my wound. Long for you, have no creed. I have begun to ask for you, I who have no need. You say you've gone away from me, but I can feel you when you breathe. Do not dress in those rags for me. I know you are not poor. Don't love me quite so fiercely now, when you know that you are not sure. It is your turn, beloved. It is your flesh that I wear.
Darling, just dive right in. follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own. And in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own.
Celebrating 10 years of NDG Arts Week. From August 19th to 25th, the NDG Arts Week Festival presents a special edition for its 10-year anniversary, with a variety of engaging activities for the community, families, and kids. Notre Dame de Arts is proud to present this year's edition, which includes events such as Opera in the Park, NDG Off the Wall, the 16th edition of Street Vibes, and the main event of the week, Samedi in the Park, featuring an all-star collective of musical talent from NDG. For more information and the full program, visit artsndg.ca or the Facebook page at artsndg.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
tune in to Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM every Thursday from 11 AM to 12 PM. Listen to Fatal Attraction, CJLO's very own cesspool of weird YouTube videos and bad advice. And sometimes I interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
Hi, this is Claudia Rocks, and we're coming to you from CJLO 1690 AM. And
we're the audio pen pals.
I said that. And we have
DJ Big Peter,
DJ Jerry,
and DJ Tam. Welcome back.
I was gonna say Cameron.
And Cam, we're missing DJ Julie Perry, DJ
Gundam Seed Destiny,
yeah.
DJ Grills.
Yeah, we're a little short staffed today, but we're holding down the fort nonetheless, right?
You forgot to say our little thing.
We say that in the end of the show. Let's say it again. All right. Well, the Audio Pen Pals is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. If you are part of Montreal's disability community and want to get further involved in the show, you can reach out to us at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com, or you can text us or call us at 514-848-7471. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to become a pen pal yourself and join us in hosting the show, that's great. If you want to just call in and like talk to us for a couple minutes at a time, like a few times about your life and what's going on, we'd also love to hear from you.
And your opinions.
Yeah, we really just want to this show is such a great vehicle to like, you know, get your voice out there, and like we want to, I guess,
mind-blowing.
Yeah. Let everybody have the give everybody the platform.
Before we get to our subject, Cam. Oh, Claudia, didn't you like the and I'm nicely termed corn roast?
Oh yes, the corn roast. Yes, Big Pete.
Yeah.
The corn roast. Remember how you were telling me?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was. And my brother was there. And we... I kind of lost in the game of pass the ball, if you want to say.
I called it Musical Mouse.
Whatever you want to call it, I lost.
Right, Pete?
I lost.
Oh, the game.
Yes. And then I had to kind of taunt somebody to come and go.
Taunt who to go?
Oh, he knows who I'm talking about.
Me? Her brother?
No, not my brother. Just you.
So
that's because Pete wasn't available that time. Thank you.
So if you want to get involved in other community events like this corn boil, we got like a couple fun ones coming up in late September, right, Jerry?
How about you go first and then I'll just chime in after.
So, CJLO, our lovely station, is raising money over the month of September to fund the station. So the month of fundraising will culminate on September 20th, at La Vitrola. The CJLO is hosting one of their annual Big Shiny Tunes parties. I think it's Big Shiny Tunes 6 that they'll be playing.
Yeah, apparently Allison could have told us that in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's got a pretty. I from what I remember, it has a pretty good track list, right? But
we should have played some of their songs.
I think we might have hit a Billy Talent song off there.
Oh,
yeah. I'm pretty sure this is about Billy Talent era of. Oh wait, no, that's okay. So Billy Talent is like Big Shiny Tune 7. But they do have a bunch of Limp Bizkit. If you're interested in that, they do have Sum 41 Fat Lip, another great classic Canadian punk rock anthem.
They have Blink 182, the rock show.
Yeah, that's a great one actually. Yeah, it's a pretty good album, and like I don't know. I'm pretty impressed by it.
And Coldplay is on there.
And
I think that was Big Shiny Tune 7.
No, I think Coldplay was on there. I saw Coldplay.
No, I think that's on Big Shiny Tune 7. It's on the other one.
Oh. Our Lady Peace Life.
Yeah, so if you want to see some excellent covers of these songs, you should come out to La Vitrola on the 20th. It starts around 9. All the money raised at the door is going to be going towards the station and helping us provide such like a warm environment for like getting new voices on the radio and like doing all the good stuff we do.
Where is La Vitrola?
Thank you for someone who jumped in.
La Vitrola is I think it's up in the plateau. It's right beside La Sal Rosso. So basically the corner of Saint Joseph's and Saint Laurent.
And what metro?
I believe that place is not accessible.
I don't think it's very accessible. It's up
and what metro would it be closest to so people can figure out how to get there?
That means I can't go either, babe.
Yeah, it's not an accessible venue. The closest it's right, pretty much right between Laurier and Montreal. And then it's like you get off of one of those two and then you walk towards the mountain for a couple blocks. And then you should get right there. It's, yeah.
Wait, the 20th is what day?
It's a Friday. So September 20th.
And it's Friday. From 9 to when?
I'm not sure.
It says here 9 to 12.
Yeah, probably about 12 at night. Yeah, I'd say so. Well, they're going to be doing a bunch of covers, so it should be a good time. And also, if you want to help CJLO raise money other ways, there's plenty of ways to get involved. They're selling industrial strength earplugs, which Pete just bought a set of.
I think they're industrial strength.
They look like they'll keep your ears protected at the shows if you're.
And I thought Jessica was the one who told me that they were industrial strength.
Oh, okay. I guess they're industrial strength then. They're also doing a raffle. All the DJs here will have tickets on them shortly. You can reach out to us if you want tickets. Our email once again, audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com. Just shoot us an email and we'll hit you up with your raffle with some raffle tickets if you need some. And Jerry, did you have something you would
Thanks. And how long do we have before my speech starts?
We've got a couple minutes.
Thank you. And in answer to Pete's question, it is the 30th shuffle that is happening on the 27th, the week after.
It's a Friday.
Yes, it's a Friday. Oh, yeah. Woohoo. And it's a, excuse me. 6.5 kilometer walk, I think, from downtown to here.
Yeah. So, how the funding works is you give pledges to various people and to do the walk. And when you collect the walk and they do the walk, they'll get that money and donate it to the fund, right?
I thought it was vice versa. When I come to you and you're pledging, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they want the money maybe beforehand, not after.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The money goes through beforehand, and then the people do the walk, and it's, yeah. So if you do want to sponsor somebody for the shuffle, which funds a lot of, bursaries and scholarships here at Concordia. Our fellow DJ Jerry is doing the walk, and if you want to get in contact with him about sponsoring him for the shuffle, you can go to if you want more information, you can go to www.concordia.ca/shuffle. Or you can email us at audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com, and we'll put you in contact with Jerry, and we'll get you signed up for the shuffle.
But it would be also nice when... That directs you to the Alumni and Friends website, and you would have to drop down to donate. But the easier version would be... The Akram website's address, which you...
Yeah, so that's once again, it's www.akram.org.